I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Hours after being voted in as North Etobicoke Ward 1's new city councilor, Rosemary Bryan resigned when several alleged past posts considered homophobic were unearthed. Bryan presented her speech for nomination in the city council meeting in late June, highlighting her community work in Etobicoke, as well as receiving a key endorsement from outgoing Ward 1 councillor Michael Ford, the nephew of Ontario Premier Doug Ford. Michael Ford was named Premier Ford's Minister of Citizenship and Multiculturalism when the new cabinet was introduced last week.
I bring value to the council because of my past experiences and partnerships with various community groups, including Toronto Police Services 23 Division. I have worked in the community for the past 20 years. I currently work for the Salvation Army on a full-time basis as their Community and Family Service Manager and Pathway of Hope Coordinator. Within my role, I operate the food bank. I see roughly between 20 and 30 families a day, 3 days a week. I organize our annual toy drive, Thanksgiving dinners, and other community activities and special events. I understand the issues in our community. Issues such as housing, shelters, gun violence, gangs, and even helping our newcomers to adjust. I have sat on various boards, my children's school as a president for the Parent Advisory Committee, Rexdale Women's Center. I am a member of the Rotary Club. Etobicoke Cluster, which is has 40 agencies from around Etobicoke. I am the secretary for the Etobicoke Strategy, which is a group of faith leaders. Rexdale Outreach Choir, it's made up of students in the community. Toronto Police Service Youth Planning Committee. I am very passionate about people and helping others. I have always had a close working relationship with representatives from all three levels of government in Etobicoke North, including former Councillor Michael Ford, Premier and MPP Doug Ford, and MP Kirsty Duncan, all of whom I'm very fortunate to call them great friends. Awards I've received includes 2014 Woman of Excellence for my service for over 20 years of volunteering. 2018, I received an award for outstanding community service and women leadership in the community. And 2020, I received the award, Spirit of Etobicoke Award, presented by the Premier of Ontario, Premier Doug Ford. Today, I'm asking for your vote for the remainder of this term. I want to continue to serve my community and leave a dent by impacting people around me. I often tell my children, and I brought my daughter with me today, but I often say, everywhere you go, seek to make that difference. We sing a song in church that says, if I can help somebody, then my living won't be in vain. Once again, thank you for your time and consideration in this matter, and I promise I won't disappoint. Mayor John Tory, Speaker Nunziata, and members of the council, it has been a pleasure to meet you and to spend this time with you all. God bless.
Bryan received 21 of 23 ballots cast in the recent meeting and was one of three candidates that spoke to the council. Votes for Bryan included one from Toronto Mayor John Tory.
The votes for candidates are as follows. Rosemary Bryan, 21. Tyler Hurley, 1. Charles Ozude, 1. I will now read the names of the members casting votes for each of the candidates. The votes from each ballot will also be reproduced in the minutes of this meeting. Votes for candidate Rosemary Bryan. Councillor Paul Ainslie. Councillor Anna Bailao. Councillor Brad Bradford. Councillor Buxton Potts. Councillor Carroll. Councillor Cole. Councillor Crawford. Councillor Fillion. Councillor Holliday. Councillor Lai. Councillor Layton. Councillor Mantis. Councillor McKelvey. Councillor Mahevic. Councillor Nunziata. Councillor Pasternak. Councillor Perks. Councillor Peruzza. Councillor Robinson. Councillor Thompson. Mayor Tory. For candidate Tyler Hurley, Deputy Mayor Minnan Wong. For candidate Charles Ozud, Councillor Matlow. Madam Speaker, I declare that Rosemary Bryan is appointed as councillor for Ward 1, Etobicoke North, for the remainder of the term of council.
The alleged posts that led to Bryan's resignation were posted on social media by Jonathan Goldsby of Canada Land. Goldsby wrote on Twitter that the city council voted in an individual during Pride Month that has shared several anti-LGBTQ messages on Facebook. The post quickly gained traction, and calls for Bryan's resignation soon followed. Several of the past posts contained messages that are considered offensive to the 2S LGBTQ+ and racialized communities, including alleged references to sexual orientation and gender confusion. Bryan responded with her own statement, announcing the resignation. She writes that the posts are being thrown against her after decades of her commitment to the community of Etobicoke. Bryan did not offer an apology in the statement. Instead, she writes that she does not want anyone feeling unloved or unwelcome in the community. Many who voted for Bryan, including Toronto Centre's Ward 13 City Councillor Robin Buxton Potts, announced on their social media platforms that they would not have voted for Bryan if the posts were available prior to the council meeting. CGRU reached out to Bryan, Councillor Buxton Potts, and the office of John Tory for comment. No responses were given at this time. The seat has remained vacant since June 7th, when Michael Ford announced his intentions to join the PC cabinet following a Conservative majority win in the June 2nd provincial election. Ward 1's council seat remains vacant as of July 4th, with a new vote expected in the coming weeks. No details about changing the vetting process for future candidates were announced. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.